It's time to say good morning to Peter Allam. Peter, very good morning on this Monday morning.
Yes, morning to all out there listening to us this morning. Really nice morning again. Nice and cool over the weekend. Good weather.
Indeed.
Nice rain again. Yeah. A very good topic this morning, bullying. An interesting one that when I looked it up and I checked on the stats, it's actually incredible. The stats are sad, and I'll give them to us later. Let's start by saying that, you know, bullying mainly takes place at school, where learners thrive and excel in it, some of them. Others are mercilessly harassed and victimized by classmates, sadly. In fact, the start of the stats show that between 58 and 67% of school children are bullied. And the sad thing is that it leads to suicide. There's just been all over the world, there are suicides daily from children that have been bullied at school, cannot bear it anymore, take their own lives. So it's a very, very serious crime, bullying. What is bullying? Do we ask that question? It's actually the abuse of actual or perceived power that targets minors under the age of 18. It includes, you know, it can take the form of a physical attack, purposeful alienation, verbal abuse, emotional mistreatment, you know, spreading of false rumors, but just mention a few of them. In fact, it's really any form of cyberbullying that falls under the definition of bullying.
As well, yeah.
Are there any signs? You know, I suppose the main thing parents say, how do I know if my child was bullied? Well, you know, that's my personal opinion is that it depends on how close you are as a parent. If you notice whether or not there is something going amiss with your child. You know, it doesn't have to be physical. It can be very much so emotional, where children they close up and they don't mention it because they're too scared to mention it. You know, you need to make sure that you have that close relationship with your child. And if there's something wrong, if he's acting in a strange way, you know, look for the telltale sort of signs that something might be going on. You know, a child that went to school regularly, enjoyed school, came home joyful, all of a sudden doesn't want to go to school, pretending he's sick, not attending social events, not being with the friends when they do stuff, after school and things like that. So they're all forms of it, and you've got to be very careful. You've got to make sure that you pick it up and assist your child. You know, if you've got a good relationship at home, you'll talk to the child daily. How was school? What happened at school? And you'll pick up the signs. He says that withdrawal from the exciting young child that used to go to school to someone now that doesn't want to go to school.
It's very withdrawn.
You know, faking a headache, faking flu, pretending he's overslept and things like that. They are all signs of something not quite right. You know, it also can be, the home situation. So be careful. You know, that won't fall into bullying. But if there's an unhappy home, you also have unhappy children. They're the same sort of symptoms that you will pick up. Yeah. There is a lot of protection for children. You know, the main things that protect them. Well, in fact, I would say that there are probably four standout laws that protect children. The South African Schools Act is the first one over there. That's to provide a basic set of rules regarding behavior and performance of students and procedures to be taken into account in cases of bullying and the appropriate punishment that comes from it. So the school should be able to pick it up and take action if it comes to the fore. And, you know, the constitutional law also covers that. The Children's Act covers it as well. It's there to protect children against abuse and neglect, and that there covers bullying in the schools as well. So it's not a case of just wanting to punish a bully. The bully needs to be helped as well, you know, depending on why bullying is taking place. So restorative justice through programs and that type of thing takes place for both the bully and the poor child that's been attacked and bullied. So there are systems in place in terms of the Children's Act that help in that regard. There are relief that can be sought and that type of thing. Mm. The Child Justice Act covers it as well. You know, different standards are put out there morally for children in terms of the Child Justice Act. And it allows for actually criminal justice. So the position is such that if you look at it, the same rules apply as we spoke about the other day, where a child under 10 with bullying cannot be charged. Children 10 years and older, but younger than 18. And then, you know, you had the category of 18 to 21 at one stage. These all fall into categories where punishment can take place. It's not a case of you're going to get away with it. You will be punished if you are bullying somebody at school.
Mm-hmm.
So the consequences are there. You know, you can lay criminal charges as the parent or the child that's been bullied. And the different categories are there. As I mentioned, it's not 7 years as in criminal matters, it's 10 years. So a bully under 10 years of age cannot be arrested, but will go through a process and be corrected. A bully over 10 can be arrested, taken to jail, but the bully, you know, must be handed over to his parents or guardian or a welfare officer or something like that. You know, and likewise, you can't take a child and put him into a cell with hardened
criminals.
Well, not hardened, but with criminals, you know, those that have committed offences. He's got to be kept in a separate cell and all the rest of it. However, you know, it's there and the protection is there. You also get the Harassment Act these days. You can go down to court and get a Protection from Harassment Act order, which means that a person cannot come within a certain distance of the child, which means that the bully cannot be seen to be making statements. That will certainly stop the bullying as well if you can pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a repeat offender, he can then be charged criminally in that as well. So can a child go to jail like we've asked? Yes, indeed. You know, it is a possibility. So don't think your child can bully and get away with it. It's there. And needs to be sorted. So if we go back to those stats that I was talking about, the stats tell me that, believe it or not, 3.2 million learners are bullied yearly in South Africa.
Wow.
And then the sad thing is that of those 3.2 million, more than 67 to 70% of them will not ask the teacher for help, will not ask their parents for help, will not change the situation. And the bullying is not from the teacher or from a rugby coach, cricket coach, or from someone from the school or from another parent.
Mm.
Sadly, it's coming out of learners to learners.
Peer to peer.
And the stats also show that bullying has resulted in about 160,000 learners daily bunking school to avoid being bullied at the school. A very sad one. So if your child is not going to school, if your child is saying they're sick, have a look and see why. Don't leave it, huge percentages drop out of school to avoid being bullied. People put stories up front. I want to be homeschooled. I don't want to go to school. I don't like school. They're picking on me. I'm not learning. You know, that all fits into the picture.
Mm.
And of course, like I mentioned earlier, sadly, suicide fits into the picture as well. I think we've had about two or three, if I'm not mistaken. It was on Todd Blotch the other day with a child school in Johannesburg, committed suicide, very sadly. So you've got to make sure that you pick it up as a parent, that you pick it up as a teacher. You know, schools need to be specific in that regard. They need to look for it. So they really need to sort it out. I'm not sure if it's this year, but I think a year or two ago there was Bully Prevention Month, which was October. I'm not sure if this month is the same. But I know at one stage when I was doing research, I discovered that it was a time when they were going to go all out to see who was bullied, how they were bullied, where they were bullied, when they were bullied, and to make good. You know, the bully needs help as well. Not just the guy bullied that needs help or the person bullied. It's both parties. You need to find the reason why the person has been bullied. So we have all those acts that do protect them as well and sort it out. So, you know, you need to make sure that you have that happy relationship. The school needs to make sure that they are on the alert for things like that and get it sorted. So basically you go back, like I mentioned, to the criminal legal capacity. A child under 7 cannot be held liable for their actions. So that child, I mustn't say comes from a bad background or anything, but invariably, you know, what you as a parent put into your child is what you will get out of the child. So the child should not become a bully. So be cautious there. 7 years and older, they lack legal capacity, but they can be detained. They can be made legally accountable for their actions. Mm-hmm. So you need to watch that. And then, of course, a child between 15 and 18 is legally accountable, can be charged. You know, they share the same human rights as in the Constitution. And the additional rights in terms of the Children's Act and that, you know, allows for parents to lay charges, allows for punishment to be put into place and things like that.
Right.
So it's there. Mm. And as I say, we mentioned all the other acts that come in. You know, bullying is really serious. And the worst thing is that if you don't pick it up and you lose your child, then you're going to say, oh, my, why didn't I pick it up? Yeah, why didn't I do something? You know, you can't tell me as a parent that you don't know that there's something wrong with your child. Mm. You know, the signs are out there. A happy child to a sad child. Child not participating. You know, whereas the child was sporty and went to sport, loved his sport, all of a sudden doesn't want to do sport.
He's suddenly withdrawn.
You know, make sure that your parent interested enough to say, is my child attending school? You know, you have the Parents and Teachers Association meetings. Make sure you ask the question, is my child concentrating in class? Mm. Is my child attending class? Is my child attending extramural activities and that? Make sure you know. Don't just be that parent that the kids just do their own thing and, you know, all you're doing is making sure that they go through school.
That's it.
Make a happy child. It's a lot more than that.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously very, very complicated. And Peter, if you look back if I think back on my school days, there was bullying then in the school grounds, in the classrooms and all over. But generally, and I'm obviously being very, very broad in saying generally, it was limited to you had the big kid in class and he might have just been a bit of a bully kind of mentality and he'll steal somebody's sandwiches. Or he'll set up an arrangement that he gets supplied sandwiches once a day or something. I'm just using that as an example. And every now and then you got sort of more physical forms of bullying as well. But one that worries me these days is, you mentioned it briefly as well, and that is cyberbullying, which I think personally, I mean, this is once again my own observations, is that could possibly be one of the most dangerous, and I can't even think of a stronger word, a dangerous form of bullying, because it's so, in a way, subtle, but also so powerful in its reach and its spread. You know, if a youngster is being cyber bullied in one form or another, you know, it's not physical, but the dangers and the damage could be just as bad, if not worse.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head there. You know, in this day and age as well, I mean, you know, kids learn to use cell phones, learn to use, I mean, little kids. I mean, my grandkids at 4 years of age know more about a cell phone, know more about a computer than I know. So, you know, like you say, the cyberbullying takes place so easily without you even noticing it, which is sad. And yes, you know, you go back. I mean, I go back to school and I think about what we did to some of our friends at school. Okay, and, you know, years later we can laugh about it. But at the time, it probably wasn't funny. I mean, I remember teasing one boy that was fat and didn't do, not me, but at the class. You know, he was a fat little boy and we used to call him Fats and he hated it. You know, he was a soft-hearted guy, classmate. And I remember one day the big bully in the class, like you said, the bigger guy, you know, just got to him. And he told the guy to stop. The next minute we were on the field playing like we do during break. And the next minute old Fats attacked who we thought was the boy everybody was scared of in the school. And he came out quite incredible. You know, he was actually quite strong, which we didn't know. We thought he was this little soft-hearted boy, but he wasn't.
But he'd been pushed to the limit.
And the guys learned respect for him from that day on. You know, he didn't like the name. We spoke afterwards. We were a close class, so we were able to talk it out. And this is what you need to do as well. You know, if you're a school child listening to this and you see bullying taking place, you see a person being picked on, don't be scared to go forward and sort it out. I mean, that's of such importance that we do that. You know, at school we inclined to be, I think the word is spiteful when we attack people, when we, you know, you get the main boys that are the rugby first team, and then you think that because a guy plays sixth or seventh team rugby that he's not a part of it. You know, everyone has their right. Some people are better than others in things. I mean, I remember the soft guys in my class went on to become doctors, surgeons. You know, their career just went straight up. Whereas, you know, others, not to say that there's anything wrong, but, you know, we're not that talented. You know, you get learners. I remember at school, we used to say, you know, those are the top four boys in the class. They come first, second, third, fourth, every single exam. It's just there to see which one of them is going to topple the other one. And invariably those were, in my day, soft. These days there seems to be in a level of schooling and sport together, which was very nice to see. But in the old days, you had the learners, you had the sportsmen, you had the naughty social boys. You know, you were in sort of different categories. Bullying goes right back to those days. I mean, I'm talking about being at school 50 years ago. And there was bullying. And I mean, today there's still bullying. You also get parents that make it very sad for kids as well. You know, that they object, they step in. Boy goes home and says this happens. I remember my son Brett, when he went to high school, and his initiation was that, you know, they had no tie, they had to stand against the wall, and the seniors threw eggs at them. And I remember one dad phoning me and saying, I want to take action. And I went to Brett and I said, Brett, did this happen? And he said, yes, Dad, of course it happens. It's been happening for the last 70 years at the school. And then I thought, okay, I said, and what is your take on it? He said, you know what, Dad, it's part of getting back your car, part of getting your badge, and it's just something that you must accept. So I told him that, you know, the dad had phoned me. He said, oh, don't do that, because, you know, they'll pick on that boy for the rest of his life if he does that. And I went back and I had a chat to the father, who was a friend of mine, and he then saw it from the other side. You know, so as a parent, you entitled just, you or not entitled, but you just go off and do your nut and don't sit and analyze what has taken place. I mean, you know, at that particular school, that's how you became one of the boys. That's how you became accepted into the school. Not the right thing to do, don't get me wrong.
But,
you know, if you haven't done that, you know, the boys who objected and their dads went and took action against them, those boys are at a disadvantage from the start. You know, so it depends on the child as well. Some can take it, some can't take it. I'm not saying that it's right. Don't get me wrong today. By saying that, I'd say that it's something that you must accept, but you need to see how it's done in the spirit of how it's done.
Yes.
You know, it's like anything. I mean, I remember in the army when we were initiated there as well. It was terrible. I mean, I remember leopard crawling up a muddy road with no clothes on. That's how, when we got there, that's what they told us to do. You know, you were too scared to say anything. You
just took just your clothes
off and off you went, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you didn't make it, you were picked on promptly by the corporals and the sergeants and all the rest of it. You know, they sorted out the boys from the men from the boys when you got to the army that way, and it was a way of life.
So,
bullying, but it's been around a long time. It's not a nice thing. I don't agree with bullying, but I do believe that help is needed for both the bully and the person being bullied, and you need to look at it from a wide spectrum. Don't just overprotect your own child. As a parent as well, don't overprotect your child if he's the bully. You know, you need to address it. You need to find out why. In this day and age, you've got school psychologists and all sorts of people that can help and talk to people.
And as I mentioned, and possibly it would be a, there's enough material for a topic all on its own, is how the type of bullying has changed. With, like I mentioned, you know, things like cyberbullying, which have got horrendous suicide statistics directly attached to it as well, in South Africa and worldwide. But to see what can be done to stop it. But once again, it's just one of those things. It's a dynamic of life, and you just, as you say, need to be aware of it and be ready to assist where it's necessary as a parent and as a caregiver, school psychologists, teachers, to be on the lookout for that scenario.
Yeah, you summed it up nicely there, Wayne, to say that everybody needs to be alert, you know, and don't hold it inside you. You know, you often get parents that say, oh, no, I'm not going to report this because they're going to think my child is a sissy.
Yeah.
You need to report. If it's affecting the child, you have a duty to report it. You don't want to not report it and then you find your child hanging from a tree or something like that. Mm. Now, the child needs help. The bully needs help. The school needs help. You know, you also get a school where there's 300,000 to 1,000 pupils. The teachers can't pick up everything and anything. Yeah. But you at home can pick up, hey, my child's not behaving correctly. You know, yeah, I've got my boy used to play rugby. Now we go to standard, standard sixth or what is it, grade eight or whatever it may be these days. And all of a sudden now he doesn't want to play rugby. He doesn't want to do sport. Why? I was taught there's a balance between sport and education, and I think I'm very grateful for that today, that I participated fully in both, and that's what you need to make sure your child is doing.
Yeah.
And if there's a problem with one or the other, you need to find out why. You know, you also get, like you say, the bullying in the classroom where, oh, there's our child in the back over there, he can't answer any questions, he keeps failing the exams. You know, some children are technically minded, some children are there to learn and that type of thing. Yeah. That's why you get different types of people and different stances in life that are taken by people, and you need to respect that.
Right. Well, there's so many dynamics, Peter. I think let's leave it there for now, but thank you very, very much for the chat. And just one last question. If somebody wants to reach you, maybe, and hopefully it's not the case, somebody is actually dealing with an issue like this and maybe they need a little bit more legal advice, how do they get in touch with Alam's attorneys?
Yes, they can like us on Facebook and then join the group on your station as well. If they're going to Facebook there, they'll pick up all our chats. We can be contacted at 6 Sansom Road in Vincent, 043-7211-018. It's a little side street where Pep Stores is. And then, of course, Facebook, just add a S to our surname, Adams. And like I say, just also mention another thing that's important. If there is somebody out there and you don't know how to address it, if you're scared to address it, feel free to make contact with me, Wayne, and we can sit down and have a chat. It'll be confidential. Nobody will know that you've been. But I think there are also, like you mentioned, a lot of parents, a lot of carers and that out there that that need help but don't know who to go to.
Exactly, how to tackle it. Yes.
They're going to be exposed. You know, I've had so many people that have come here and said, my child's been bullied. I know he's been bullied, but I don't know how to address it. I don't want to make him worse. Well, you're making it worse by not addressing it.
Yes.
You know? So, yeah.
Well, let's see. If there is anybody who needs assistance, then the offer is there. We need to nip this in the bud. If it's something developing in a scenario at school, please try and address it as quickly as possible. Peter, thank you very, very much for the chat.
Thank you, Wayne.
Cheerio then. That's Peter Allam with today's edition of Legal Eagle.